What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Beach and Company, stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company, and let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company, the all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company, he'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company, Sandy's on the air, making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Well, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Wow, look at this clean mic shield. I got a brand new, I've never seen a mic shield this clean before. The one we were using yesterday had Clint Buhlman's DNA on it, and so I knew we were going to get new ones, and so here they are, ready to go, and I'm ready to go too. Hang in there. It's Beach and Company.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Tony, did you get a new mic shield, too? Is it nice and clean and fresh?
I think mine's been steam cleaned.
Oh, okay. Yeah, something like mine, that. Too. They're waiting. They ordered new ones. They steam cleaned these, and each mic has one. And all it's designed to do is to keep your, when you do aspirated letters and things like that, where you go like that, it keeps the microphone from distorting. That's all they're for. But we get used to them, and... unfortunately, if you were eating a Cheeto just before it's time to say it's pleasant outside, the Cheetos are going to be on the mic shield.
Yeah, you don't like finding potato chips and stuff embedded.
Some I've seen entire meals have been on this.
Is there a chicken parm in here somewhere?
The other one has dessert on it. So I think I'll sit at the other one. Yeah. I love desserts. Well, okay, mine is fairly quiet at home with the woman who has a particular set of skills and doing some reading and things like that, some catching up. How was your 24 hours since you left here?
Well, the kids, they started out okay. The first day they were fine with Jeannie. Yesterday she said they were driving her up a wall.
After only like 2 days.
Yeah, you try watching Samantha. It's not so much Nick, it's Samantha. You know,
maybe you could loan her out to somebody who's lonely and needs some action, you know, needs to get up off the couch and chase her around the yard.
Samantha is a full-time job.
Exactly. Buzzy Beamer is back. Good to see that. You're working tonight, right, 7 to 10 instead of Hannity?
Yes, 7 to 10. We'll keep you up to date. We'll try to be a little entertaining as well.
I'll tell you one thing. Things happen so fast in this situation that... what we're doing now might be totally outdated by the time you go on the air. It's just amazing how fast things work.
That's what I was saying on Monday. You know, something Tom said at 4 or 5 was completely old news by 7 o'clock.
It's just amazing. And there's all kinds of rumors going around, and we're not going to get into the rumor business.
Getting hit with lots of them. Hey, have you heard this?
Yeah.
Have you heard this? No, that's not true.
Not even going to repeat it. Yesterday, we had a lot of people who were very happy that we mentioned 35 different takeout places, and that's all we could fit in. And we might do a show like that. If this continues, we might do another show like that sooner than later, because there's a lot of people who are out of work now and a lot of people looking for takeout food.
I saw this morning that we could look at the 1 million jobs lost in the month of April.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my God. That's just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing layoffs in Vegas in the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they shut the lights off in Vegas. That ought to tell you something.
So unreal. So unreal.
You know what's funny is Bernie and I were going to go see Andre Rieu in Vegas. We've seen him three times already. We love Andre Rieu because we looked up his tour, and he was going to be in Vegas. For some reason, we decided that we couldn't do the Vegas trip. And so we didn't. But it turns out that Andre Rieu's, the first concert he canceled was Las Vegas because of this. So we would have been in Vegas. They shut the lights off and no Andre Rieu concert. Think about that. That would have been fun. We're glad you didn't go to Vegas. Not Vegas, New York. You were thinking of going to New York.
You know, and at the time, we were just erring on the side of caution. It'll probably be nothing. But seeing those numbers spike in New York, I mean, yesterday, over 100 new cases in less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously the epicenter right now in the United States. Hey, I've been saying this all weekend. I said it on Friday. Minor inconveniences, if we all just take those minor inconveniences and stop being selfish, we can really contain this.
That's thing. True. I've seen a lot of things that look good on the side of people working together and that sort of thing. Yeah, New York would be, New York City would be the crossroads of the world. So if ever there was a place where things could be exchanged, shall we say, it would probably be New York.
And seeing Times Square so empty, I mean, just something you've never seen before.
Yeah, and any shots from the city just seems really strange. If that's strange, how about Vegas with no lights?
Yeah.
That would really be strange. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's hard to talk about anything except the virus, except for the fact that this is secondarily the virus. As you know, there was an election last night in three of the four places that were supposed to have a primary election, and it looked like Biden had another great night. So he's pulling away from Bernie. I think it's almost impossible he'd catch up, short of him just committing some major gaffe. And with Biden, you never know. I'm going to ask you a question. We are going to, it's a simple question. I don't want to politicize the virus, but the virus does affect different things. And that's what I'm looking at here is the effect it has on the presidential election. Regarding President Trump, a lot of people thought, including myself, that before all of this happened anyway, that Trump would be a shoo-in, certainly against Bernie, and would still beat Biden. And I hold that to be my projection anyway. I still think that it will be Biden versus Trump. But I'm just asking, will this the way this virus is handled by the government, will this help his reelection? Will it hurt his reelection? Or is the jury still out? I think that I will say that it will help somewhat. I think it's very, you know, you don't want to politicize something as serious as this, but it's an important issue on how you're going to vote in the fall. I don't think it'll hurt because I think he's done a good job. I really do. I might swing over to a jury still out depending on any kind of major changes. In what they're doing now, there might be some things that could move you to another position. But I think it's more likely to help him because he's done a good job with the top-rated people that we have, and especially this stimulus they're talking about, check to each and every American. Tony, what do you think? Will this help him? Will this hurt him? or is the jury still out?
I think the biggest question that we need to ask right now is, will Bernie run as a third party? Will he run as an independent? If so, obviously that clinches it for Trump, because you got to believe that Bernie Sanders supporters, they understand that the party screwed them this time around again, and they're not going to take it lightly.
I don't think he'd go third party, though. Third party is a long putt. He has a fervent group of supporters, but it's not a huge group. You know what I'm talking about? It's not like, in the millions and millions. I think that he has people that follow him, people that like what he has to say. But here's another thing. If people like socialism, but they don't know what it is, and as I said before, take a peek around right now when you go to the grocery stores, and there's no bread. And in our case, a little different because it's about a virus. But many times in socialist countries, everything you want isn't at the supermarket.
It doesn't get replenished.
Now, Jan, you have to wait and get into a list for an apartment that the government oversees, things like that. So there are different things like that that would push people, I think, more toward Trump, certainly, than Bernie.
But I think there's enough of Bernie supporters within the Democratic Party to split that party.
Well, we'll see. So you think you don't want to pick one of those three then? Help, hurt, or jury still out?
I think jury still out.
Okay. I could lean toward jury still out, but I think he's done a good enough job where this will actually benefit him. What about you, Beamer? I haven't talked to you in a while.
You know, I think as it stands right now, and I think we are at the very early stages of this as well, right? As it stands right now, I think it's helping him. I really do. You've got people on both sides of the aisle talking about the great job his administration has done. So say you don't like the way he speaks at press conferences, right?
Yeah.
But the people he has surrounded himself with.
The best people we have.
He obviously knows how to get them working together, and he has put himself kind of to the side and let this group take over.
Well, it's like a general. The general doesn't usually throw hand grenades. The general does the planning, moves the troops, the
Unless
supplies.
You're
Patton. Yeah. With his cool gun on his hip. But the bottom line is that that's what a general does, and that's what a president does. So if he's doing that, then he's doing his job.
By the way, this from our sister station, Wins 1010, Bernie Sanders is reassessing his campaign after last night.
Oh, really? Uh-oh. Oh, okay. What did you uh-oh for?
For Bernie supporters.
Oh, they're already, you think, on the march?
They could be.
Well, so they haven't said, they said he's reassessing, but they haven't said when he would announce anything?
Right, just reassessing.
Okay, good.
Usually that means you're done. Right?
That usually does. But Bernie is not a usual type of candidate.
That's true.
The second part of what I want to talk about is the kids. Oh, those kids! Kids, what are you going to do with them? You can't live with them. You can't live without them. I'm asking about the kids that decided, no, I don't want to bother with this or that. I'm not going to get anything. I'm young. I'm healthy, whatever. So I'm going to tempt fate. I'm going to go down for Girls Gone Wild and things like that at the beaches because we got time off from school and whatever. And the big people at the podium with the president were saying, they got to take this seriously. They have to take it seriously. And I think one of them at the podium said that the young people are the core. This is... We're not going to win this battle without them participating on the proper side. So I want to know if your kids disregarded this, and we got an... did you see that memo we got from corporate today? Somebody working at a station that they did not identify, and a person which they did not identify. They encourage responsible behavior, and apparently... that community was having a Girls Gone Wild type of wild party, last one before it hits, that kind of thing. And they said, this is definitely not what we want for behavior. So they took a dim view of it. And I don't blame them because it sets a bad example. This was an on-the-air woman who decided to do it.
Everybody has to take the precautions, whether you're young or old. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Well, yeah, but
stay inside.
But regular people, adults, aren't flocking to the beaches now. When indeed, if you saw any of the pictures from Lauderdale, it looked like that's the last place you'd want to be if you didn't want to take any chances about the virus. So why would you take a chance? Because the kids taking a chance, draws us into it too. That makes us taking a chance.
Well, look at people's attitude on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Same thing.
Sunday. Let's go to the bar, pack the bars tight. We can. We need to drink.
It's the same thing. That's part of what I'm using as an example. The beaches and the bars. Two Bs. Not two Bs.
I don't want to call anyone out, so I won't say a name, but I think it was also very irresponsible of bars to let so many people in after there had been a half-capacity mandate put in on Sunday.
Yeah, so we're talking about bars and beaches. B&B, huh? A B&B.
I'd rather talk about bed and breakfast.
Hey, Mom, can I go to a B&B? Little did you know that it stood for bars and beach.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer. Don't forget, our text is 30930, comes in on a giant screen in front of us, and when I read a text, we take it, I believe that it's truthful. I can't verify that it is, but I believe it is, otherwise I wouldn't read it. But This says Fort Lauderdale and Miami have closed beaches in April, also California beaches. Wow, that would be remarkable. There's a lot of revenue involved with that, especially the Florida beaches in the spring, during the spring break. They have, keep in mind, my sister lives in Daytona, and they have 500,000 bikers, which just finished up, and that finished up early for Bike Week. They also have, high school and college spring breaks. So it's like girls gone wild, young and a little bit older. That's it. I'm surprised you're not going there, Beamer. Instead, going to some museum or something in New York, which I'm glad you didn't go.
Yeah, so am I. So am I, Sandy. Like I said, I was like, okay, Joe, you're overreacting. And then Sandy Beach, of all people, to say, yeah, don't go on that trip. Yeah. That was the...
Yeah, because I'm not the squeamish type, but let's see. Trump is a rock star. It'll help. And then it's got dollars there. I do believe something he said yesterday, that as soon as we have a handle on this, as soon as we're on the downside of this, the stock market will rebound. And I think if you're in the retail business, get ready for a lot of business, because people are pent up now. A lot of them don't leave their houses. When that is all clear, it's going to be a stampede to spend money.
What I'm scared of, and the reason why I said, what I'm saying is not enough information yet, is because if they say we're going to lose 1 million jobs in the month of April, all these people now need government assistance, and the economy starts tanking, yeah, we could be in trouble of losing the presidency.
The one real advantage we had, and he mentioned it the other day, is that the economy and jobs and everything were so strong when this hit that we have a cushion where we can lose a part of it and still be in decent shape. And I think that's what he'll sell his presidency on. Here's another. Are bowling alleys still open?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
With all the bowling leagues going on?
Yeah, you don't
think... they have to be closed.
Yeah.
Because you bring your own ball, usually.
But they count as a gathering of more than 50 people.
You do bring your own ball. I mean, they have you can rent, and shoes. I don't know if I'd be renting. Do they rent the balls, too? I know
they rent
the shoes.
Well, they don't rent them, but you have them sitting all over the place.
Yeah, you have your own ball,
Some people do. Some people take from the community.
The community ball?
Yeah.
I bring my own bowling ball.
By the way, guys,
you have a bowling ball?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I used to be bowling leagues.
Is it drilled and everything?
Yeah.
You had your ball drilled?
Yeah. I used to be pretty decent.
Yeah, really? Okay. You know who's a very good bowler?
Who?
Bernadette's brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Seriously,
you told me.
He's like a semi-pro. He's very good, yeah.
This is a breaking development, which we're used to during this thing going on. The president just tweeted out, "We will be, by mutual consent, temporarily closing our northern border with Canada to non-essential traffic. Trade, however, will not be affected."
Okay, so that's basically what Canada has leaked out already. Our news team talked to some lawyers who deal in that. And they said, if you're non-essential, you probably won't get across the border. And they'll ask you, are you ready to prepare to be in the house for 2 weeks, basically. So that's it. So we're still talking. He hasn't really announced it formally, but he says it's going to happen.
He says we are closing our northern border. Details to follow.
Okay, so he said it definitively.
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously, that's going to hurt Niagara Falls, USA,
with
the amount of Canadians that come here to shop.
Yeah, because people come here as the jumping-off point, and they want to see the falls, and we're just getting into the nice weather and spring, and people are out and not working, but they can't even go there. So we'll add that to it, too. One more from the text board, and then I'll go to the calls. This says, Sandy, my concern is weddings, communions, bridal showers. Would we have to attend through FaceTime or go live on Facebook? Well, I'll tell you something. Reba McEntire, who I adore. I love Reba. Her mother died this weekend. And Reba comes from a very large family. And I don't know what the restrictions are. It's being Tennessee, one would assume. But she's postponed both the wake and the funeral and the burial of her mother because of this. That's pretty serious.
I'm going through this right now. A former neighbor of mine, a lot of our listeners might remember the name Bill Byers. He was a councilman at large, right-hand man to Jimmy Griffin and Tony Masiello. I believe at one time he head up the mayor's impact team. Well, he just passed away, and I've received word yesterday that now the wake is being postponed.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to go Friday, but obviously we can't do that now.
All right. Let's take a break, and then I'll come back and go to the phones directly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Gary in Grand Island. Gary, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Gary. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I got a question. A couple weeks ago, you won a contest, and what are those, you know, they have three questions in the morning. And your last name was different. It ended in S-K-I. So you're Polish. My dad changed.
Wait, I'm not Polish. I'm Italian and Finnish.
Okay, then.
Not even close to being Polish, although I am engaged to a Polish lady.
No, this was a while ago.
Well, I wasn't engaged to her then, but I was probably still going out with her. Go ahead.
No, somebody wrote, the question was, who wrote a program for one of these really good programs back in the day? And that was it existing, the same person was existing in your radio station.
I don't know how to answer it because I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Okay. Well, it ended it. If you're not Polish, then.
No, I'm not, and I never have been, but I wouldn't mind being. They have good food. Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. No, I'm not Polish. I'm happily half Italian and half Finnish.
We like Polish food.
Boy, Italy is in tough shape right now. You were talking about that.
Yeah, I watched a video this morning. They read a letter from an American citizen that's living in Italy, and she said that the country is on the verge of collapsing.
Wow. I know they were in dire straits, and they're the first ones to take
if you think about this, Sandy, they're using the hallways of hospitals as ICUs. They're running out of room.
Wow. Let's go to Denise in Lockport. Denise, you're on WBEN. Hello, Denise.
Hi.
Oh, Denise Shubidoo. Yes, hello.
How are you?
I'm okay, Denise. What do you have for us today?
I'm calling from LaPorte's restaurant. We are open for delivery and takeout only. Today we're having spaghetti and meatballs for our special. Keep on Wicks. We have some fresh cinnamon rolls.
Oh, stop it. You're driving me nuts. You just named three things that I love. I love, and I'm working till noon.
All right.
All right. Where's your address there, Denise, for LaPorte's?
We're at 48 Pine Street in Lockport.
And if anybody wants to call ahead for some takeout, what would your phone number be?
Our number is 433-9756.
Okay, good luck to you. We wish you all the best. Thank you. Yesterday we did. We managed to talk to 35 different restaurants and pizzerias. And that isn't what we're doing today, but we may do it in the near future. I don't think I've ever recalled, short of 9/11, more phone calls. People were very interested, and we're glad to help out. Let's go to Lou in Amherst. Lou, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Lou. What's on your mind today?
I got few things very important we want to discuss. First of all, the blood supply. As you know, that now is a shortage of blood supply.
True.
I realize this is probably going to be an issue, so on Saturday I gave, and they do have a procedure now where they can take out double red cells, which can then treat up to 2 to 3 people.
Wow.
And I would encourage people to do that if they are healthy, especially since a lot of people are going to stay away. This is a very simple procedure. It takes a little bit longer, and but you must be prepared. The first time I gave it, I did it on an empty stomach, and they take so much out of you, I had a little bit of a problem. So now if you make sure you're well-fed and hydrated, you can go in there, and your 40 minutes or 50 minutes will treat two or three people, not just one.
Wow, did you get a cookie when they were all done?
Oh, I took a lot, yeah.
Well, that's always good. We are always in need of blood, and I'm glad you gave, and I'm glad you alerted the rest of us that we should do it, too. Thank you. Thank you very much, Lou. All right, let's see. Who'll be next? I think it would be Big Bad Bill in Eden. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there.
You were talking about the upcoming election and how things would be going.
Yeah, will it help him? Will it hurt him? Is the jury still out regarding the president's handling of the virus?
Yeah, I think what he's doing, his management style is excellent, and I'm glad that he's the one that's in charge now. The things that are concerning me, though, are I looked at some of the earlier pandemic waves, like from the Spanish flu.
Okay.
And they had, like in 1918, a little spike around June and July, but then a big one in October. Not to say that anything like that would happen again, but that coupled with, like, those kids that were on the beaches in Florida.
Right.
Like, God forbid, like, these young people that don't have any... They have a greater a way to fight off this disease, but if they were to start a thing that would spread to the older people, like in Florida.
Sure.
And you have, what happens, God forbid, if Florida, like states like Florida or Texas flipped because older people were too sick or afraid to vote and younger people voted against Trump?
Yeah, and think about it. When those kids come home, it's bad enough if they might be bringing something, but they're going home to mothers and fathers and maybe sometimes grandmothers and grandfathers, so it would spread rapidly. You know, they take life as, fun. Let's see how far we can go before we've gone too far. But something like this, you may not get a second chance. And I think it's imperative that they understand that.
Don't you wish that older voters that wanted to vote for President Trump could early vote now and lock it in?
Yeah, that would be very good. Get it done. Okay, I can understand what you're saying there. Thank you very much. Thanks, Bill. The questions I have, first of all, regarding the handling of the virus from the government's point of view, will this help Donald Trump's reelection campaign? Will it hurt his campaign? And is the jury still out on it? I think I'm going to help with sliding toward jury still out. I don't think it will hurt him. Plus the kids. We call it the B&B, the beaches and the bars. We saw the bars here in Buffalo on St. Paddy's Day. There's no parade. St. Patrick's Day Parade, very nice. They have two of them, actually. Very nice, but they got canceled or postponed, actually. So they said, party? We don't need no parade for a stinking party. We'll have our own. And they were out drinking just before the bars were going to close. Just total disregard for common sense. Same thing with the beaches, especially Fort Lauderdale. So I'm asking how you feel about that. Meanwhile, the big news, where at 10 o'clock we'll cover the Niagara County press conference because they had their first one in Niagara County, which is where I live. But the president says no travel to Canada except for essential travel. Now, that essential, it will include commerce. So if you're a trucker going to Canada, you're okay. If you just want to go on the Canadian side and look at the pretty waterfall, maybe not. They're going to ask you if you're ready to be quarantined. And if you're, I don't know where to go from there, because I heard some immigration lawyers talking today who are very informed and very articulate about it. And they kind of know the lay of the land. And it changes all the time. Look, I just saw Tony cough into his sleeve again.
It's not easy to get my arm over there either.
Yeah, and it's your huge bulging muscle. Tony, you could barely get your arm to the same level as your nose.
I think it's because now I'm the incredible Bulk.
You are.
Used to be Hulk, now it's Bulk.
So, we're wondering how you feel about the president's chance for reelection now that Biden and Bernie is turning into Biden. Bernie seems to be fading away. We got a report today from his people that he is reassessing. Now, I don't know what reassessing is for. Maybe he's to the point where he's ready to take the bribe from the Democratic Party.
He needs another house.
Like they did before. Maybe they can get him a summer place somewhere. I don't know what his reassessment would be, since he said he's not going to get out of the race. And so the bottom line is, I think what he's doing is just playing it as far as it'll go to see what he can get out of it. I don't think he'd be a formidable vice president or anything like that. So, but a nice house he got last time, maybe a Lamborghini or a Rolls Royce would be nice. But I'm being facetious, of course. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Gary in Williamsville, you're on WBEN. Okay, hold on, Gary, because we're going to go to Rush Limbaugh first. Then we'll go to Gary in Williamsville on News Radio 930 WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.